This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, a few hours ago, Mr. Trump also said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing.
We're holding on tariffs and they're going to buy farm product. But that could happen, John. This doesn't mean there's going to be a deal, but they would like to make a deal, I can tell you that. And if we could make a deal, it would be a very historic event. You know, we've never really had a deal with China.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump said U.S. companies could continue selling to the Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The American intelligence community views Huawei dealings as a national security risk. Mr. Trump seemed to ease off on that.
We mentioned Huawei. I said, we'll have to save that till the very end. We'll have to see. One of the things I will allow, however, is a lot of people are surprised. We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
On Russia, Mr. Trump refused to clarify his earlier lighthearted reference to Moscow's well-documented interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, though he did repeat a familiar claim.
As everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. I went out, I campaigned better, smarter, harder than Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had once again denied the charges of 2016 meddling, asking, quote, how many times can you get someone to deny something, unquote. The president was traveling next to South Korea, where he's offered to hold a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ. Mr. Trump said it would last about 2 minutes, clearly enough for a photo op. This is VOA News. There has been new fighting in Afghanistan, where more than two dozen pro-government personnel are reported killed in Taliban attacks on security outposts in the northern province of Baghlan. This as the insurgent group opens a new round of peace negotiations with the United States in Qatar to discuss a possible settlement to the Afghan war. A senior World Health Organization official warns that efforts to contain the spread of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo will remain elusive unless the region's vicious cycle of violence is broken. Still, as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, progress is being made.
WHO Assistant Director General for Emergency Response Ibrahima Sosefal says there's been good progress in scaling up operations to contain the spread of the deadly Ebola virus in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces. Fall has just returned from a three-month stint in Butembo, the epicenter of the Ebola epidemic in DR Congo. He says infections are continuing to fall in the major urban areas of Butembo and Katwa thanks to coverage in all 33 health areas. At the same time, he tells VOA the operation is running into difficulty in the rural areas of Mabalako and Mandima, the new hotspots of the epidemic.
That report from Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. The latest WHO figures put the number of DRC Ebola cases at 2,284, with 1,540 deaths. The United States has imposed sanctions against the son of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The Treasury Department says it will freeze any assets Nicolas Maduro Jr. has in the United States and prohibit American individuals or companies from doing business with him. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin relies on his son and others close to his regime to maintain a stranglehold on the economy and suppress the people of Venezuela. As Congress agrees to provide billions of dollars in funding to federal law enforcement agencies at the southwestern U.S. border, the acting head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, says he'll meet with Northern Triangle country officials in the coming week, trying to lock down a deal to divert asylum seekers from the United States. Meanwhile, Mexico has boosted its border efforts, deploying thousands of newly commissioned National Guard troops to its southern and northern frontiers. Once again, the hour's top story, U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, a few hours ago, Mr. Trump also said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.